What's happening, everybody? Locked On 49ers, keys to victory as we do to end the week, getting ready for the Atlanta Falcons in week 15. What do the 49ers have to do to win on Sunday? The latest injury report and some interesting news about the 49ers and the odds for the next Jaguars head coach. One surprising name on that list coming up on this episode of Locked On 49ers.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock alongside former AFL and NFL cornerback Eric Crocker, the former number one overall pick in the Arena League expansion draft. Not only does this guy have an Arena Bowl ring, he was the number one overall pick in a draft. How many people can say that? Only one I know, and that is Eric Crocker. You can find him on Twitter at Eric_Crocker. I am at BD Peacock. Won't have time to get any of those Twitter questions, I think, on today's show, but we'll holler at you and we'll shout you out after this week 15 game next week. We'll probably go live post game as we do Sunday evening. But first of all, Crocky, I want to start with this. This is very interesting. With all the news going on around the NFL and the firing of Urban Meyer, betonline.ag, one of our sponsors, more on them a little bit later. But I found this very interesting. Their latest odds for the next head coach, the next full-time head coach, not interim, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not surprising, Byron Leftwich. He's a hot name right now. He's 4-1 odds, and he leads it. After him, Kellen Moore, Daryl Bevel, who's taken over as the interim. Eric Bieniemy's on the list. Joe Brady's on the list, even though he just got fired as an offensive coordinator. Once a hot name, I would be a little bit more surprised for him to get hired as a head coach this offseason, even than last offseason. Brian Daboll's on there. I think he'll be a hot name from the Buffalo Bills this offseason. Josh McDaniel's on the list, as he always is on these types of lists. But you go down a little bit further. You got Pete Carroll at 14-1. And then who do you think shows up right after Pete Carroll at 16-1 odds to be the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
No way they're predicting Kyle Shanahan get axed, right?
Kyle Shanahan. I was going to see his name on this list at 16-1. I don't know. Mike Tomlin is on the list at 25-1. Is this Bet Online? Like, hey, all right, here's some suckers. Let's see. Here's a popular name. Let's see if you can throw down some cash on this guy. That's, yeah.
So, what does $10 get? Say if I put $10 on Kyle Shanahan. What does that give me? Is it every for every $1, it's $25?
Yeah, 16-1. So it'd be you would get 16 times $10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So and when you see like the minus 110 or whatever, then that just means it takes $110 to win 100.
Right. Yeah, I know that part. But I'll just,
well, this is essentially 16-1 is the same as like plus 1600.
Okay.
Yeah. And but Kyle Shanahan, what are they doing putting his name on that list?
They're being messy.
That's a conversation that I don't think we needed to have right now. Kyle Shanahan, no way he gets fired, right?
No. Not like at all.
One,
no chance.
Like 1% or 0%?
I would say it's 0%. Now, if things were still really ugly, 49ers were on a 4-game losing streak at one point. If that continued, then I could see a scenario where I wouldn't be shocked that his name is on the list at 16-1 odds.
If they miss the playoffs, they'll 0-4 the rest of the way. So it's not 0.0%. But it is
I think
so
even now,
low.
There's been enough good to where they'll be all right. Who do you like though for that?
What if there was a report at practice that Kyle Shanahan went up and kicked Robbie Gould? Do you think it'd be more
maybe if there is a report, I know who put that out, Brian Peacock.
Kicking the kicker. That's an all-time story from Urban Meyer. Unbelievable.
Who do you think gets it though? Who do you think gets the Jaguars job? Because that should be a highly sought-after job, having that type of quarterback. They do have weapons, and it's really almost like a blank. It's a blank canvas, but with a quote-unquote franchise quarterback in place. That should be highly desirable.
Absolutely.
And you're in Jacksonville. Florida, no state taxes. That plays into it a little bit.
I think Brian Daboll is going to be a head coach, so I wouldn't be surprised if he is somebody on a list. And we saw what he did. He did wonders developing Josh Allen. So you want somebody who's already developed an NFL quarterback, and what a development job that was. This guy was raw, and he's become a superstar player in the NFL. I actually like Brian Daboll for Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears better. So if I had to put odds, I'd say Daboll to the Bears. What if Vic Fangio gets fired? I love that, with Fangio going back, being defensive coordinator for the Bears with Brian Daboll running the offense for the Bears. That'd be ideal for them. I think for the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think they did get the right name, and I think Byron Leftwich has to be the front runner for that job.
I think here's one thing with Daboll and developing and what he gets with Josh Allen, and this is going to be the same for Trey Lance. The development of these young players happens in the offseason. Now, the mental aspect of it, that part, you can credit him for having a plan to bring him along, and obviously adding a guy like Stephon Diggs, you know, trading a first round pick for him, that helps. But a big part of players developing, definitely the mental aspect of it, but if it's a guy like him who was like severely like inaccurate, and Trey Lance, we've seen him be kind of hit and miss with his accuracy as well, it's the work in the offseason that needs to carry over to the actual season. So from that standpoint, I can't give Daboll all the credit for Josh Allen, but definitely a lot for getting him right from the mental aspect of it and having a game plan for bringing him along, not putting too much on his plate. And like, all right, year one, okay, this is where he's at. Okay, we can live with these things. Year two, okay, let's give him a little bit more. Year three, all right, we're all in. And he was an MVP candidate.
Speaking of quarterback development, did you see the videos of Trey Lance in practice? I had to watch those videos. I think it was David Lombardi that put him up, because I just haven't seen him in a while. I was like, okay, well, let's see what he's doing. Let's see how he's developing in practice. His base is so wide, wider than it was in college. And I know that's a Kyle Shanahan thing. And it's a Jimmy Garoppolo thing too. And I wonder if it's hindering Jimmy Garoppolo's ability to get to drive the throws, because he wants to be so quick that he's so wide and he keeps his feet wide. And then it's all upper body. I want you to ask your guy, Greg Pennelly, when you do a quarterback Monday next time, about that. Have him watch the video. And I just feel like Trey Lance's base is getting wider and wider. And then I see Jimmy Garoppolo and his base is wide. And I wonder if there's something to that. And I'm not a quarterback guru, so mechanics, that it's not necessarily my thing, but it's something I've noticed. And I know I've seen Kyle Shanahan in quarterback clinics before talk about it. He wants his quarterback's base wide, and he works on it over and over with his quarterbacks. He wants their base wide, always ready to throw, and super wide. I wonder if at some point it gets too wide.
Well, I'm definitely a quarterback guru because I watch JT O'Sullivan videos, which he had a breakdown of Jimmy Garoppolo's overtime against the Bengals. But
go check out the quarterback school with JT O'Sullivan. Prime YouTube content right after Locked On 49ers. Locked On 49ers 1, QB School 2.
100%. He talks a lot about.
There's Croc Talk TV. Locked On NFL Draft is up there. So maybe JT's more like 4 or 5, but still.
He's down there. Yeah. Locked On NFL Draft. So he always talks about the base. And a big issue that he had with Trey Lance, I don't want to say a big issue. Yeah, I mean, because he showed it. He talked about it more than one time, whether it was in college and pros. He gets a little what JT calls is heel clicky, where he kind of gets a little too tall. And he gets tall just to come back down to have the base that you're talking about and then throw the ball. So as he's coming up and coming down, the target is moving, and that can make you less accurate. As opposed to having that good base while you're moving the whole time in the pocket and then being able to fire from there, it's supposed to make you more accurate. So I think that's what they're working on with him right there, where it's like, all right, keep that good base. As JT says, all 10 cleats in the ground. He always says that, or 10 toes, whatever. All his cleats in the ground. Yeah. That means that you have that good base, is wide, and then deliver from there. He really complimented Jimmy Garoppolo's feet and mechanics a lot during that video. And Jimmy does have some of the cleaner mechanics. I think where he can get a little bit of trouble, and my guy Greg Pennelly kind of point this out, he throws the same on his like 5 to 15 yard throws. It's the same when he throws a deep ball, and he doesn't really use a whole lot of lower body. So even when he does have, okay, he has that good base, but when he snaps that ball off, a lot of times it's really quick with his upper body. He's not really using his lower body to drive a throw. So you see him lose velocity on some throws that he needs to drive. Now, If it's a layer throw that he needs to just be able to put touch on, he doesn't really need his legs for that. But those balls that need to drive downfield or drive an out route. And again, I think some people think, you know, it has to be a deep. If you throw an out route, there's a big thing, right? Jimmy Garoppolo, oh, he can't throw outside the numbers. It's not that he can't throw outside the numbers. He can. It's his drive throws that he typically struggles a little bit more with. And it doesn't matter. It could be a five-yard out route when he just tries to snap that off, but he loses that velocity and that ball hangs on even on that. But if he just has to throw a ball and it's more of a layer throw, it doesn't have to be a drive throw or what they call, they have one balls, two balls, three balls. If he throws that two ball, he's pretty solid with that. And the three ball, that's a lot of air. But that one ball that's got to get in there right now, he's good in that intermediate area. Not as good if it has to travel a good distance.
On the subject of Trey Lance, is he getting a little impatient as a backup quarterback? His recent social media post next, is there something to read into it? We'll get to that. Of course, the latest injury report heading into week 15 and the keys to victory to beat those Atlanta Falcons. Let's talk about On Location. Let's talk about Super Bowl 56, how you can get tickets, how you can get an entertainment package. It's never too early to start thinking about the Super Bowl. It's going on so close to home. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, just right down the road at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56, the official hospitality partner of the NFL, is On Location. The only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package. Select your exact seats and choose from elite experiences featuring exclusive pregame celebrations with NFL legends, five-star LA hotels, and chefed up food from Wolfgang Puck. Visit onlocationexp.com/SB56 for more information, or just search Super Bowl On Location. That's onlocationexp.com/SB56 or search Super Bowl On Location. Stat Hero. Three quarterbacks. Can you come up with three quarterbacks that can beat Tom Brady, Matt Stafford, and Jimmy Garoppolo? Interesting that Jimmy G is one of the picks for Stat Hero here. They're looking for a big day against that Atlanta Falcons defense, and I kind of like it. Can you pick three quarterbacks that can beat Stat Hero's three quarterbacks? There's a ton of other ways to play at all Thursday nighter, all Saturday lineups. Traditional fantasy sports, long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you're up against. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups. Winner take all. Never before seen innovation of a fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid. Stat Hero players clocking odds that are four times better than traditional fantasy sports. Why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. So sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon. Use promo code locked on for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/lockedon. Promo code locked on for that 100% match. Stathero.com/lockedon. Maybe you can translate this one for me, Croc, when it comes to the young rookie, Trey Lance. And the young kids these days love to put out their quotes on, I call them a kid, the youngsters these days, and I'm talking about professional athletes, that most of them are younger than Bree, younger than me. Not too many Tom Brady's left. I want Tom Brady to play forever, first of all, because, like, you know, Drew Brees is gone now. Like, any players older than me, I want them to keep playing forever. But so a lot of the youngsters like to wear that, or even maybe create a chip on their shoulder. They want to wear it on their sleeve. They're always throwing out quotes, and then they get mad when you look too much into it, but they want you to look into it. That's why they're throwing it out there, right? And right. Trey Lance had one recently that was relayed by Rob Stats Guerrera, who's been a friend of the program before. I think maybe looking a little bit too much into it, but some folks seem to think maybe some impatience, maybe unhappy being a backup, which wouldn't be shocking if you're a young player and you've played ball your whole life. You want to get out there and play on the field. This is the scripture that Trey Lance put up on his social media. It is this, quote, "Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little." That is Philippians 4:11. Now, I thought that sounds like a guy who's content, that knows his place and knows he's a backup and knows he will be a starter in the future. Do you think there's maybe more to it? Maybe he's getting a little bit anxious, maybe a little bit upset that he is the backup quarterback and not the starting quarterback for your San Francisco 49ers.
I think anybody could say that, you know, that people are looking too much into it. Maybe we are or whatever, but I don't think it's not nothing, right? And I thought about a little bit in like what that could mean. And ultimately what I took from it was someone that prepares the same way, whether things are good or bad. So if you kind of carry that over to the football field, you know, it's things maybe aren't ideal or the way that I would like it right now or the way I want it, but I'm going to prepare the same way I did at North Dakota State when I was a guy. I'm going to prepare that same way as a backup in the NFL. So, again, could be looking too much into it, but he put it out there for us to think about, so.
Yeah, no, and I like it. And that's the right mindset, right? Because I know people have pointed at someone like Marcus Mariota and say, oh, man, he's kind of too okay with being a backup. You don't want that either. You want him to be competitive. You want him to not want to be the backup, right? So if he's super content being the backup, oh, it's fine. Who cares? That maybe that's not looked at as a good thing either. So yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think he's got the perfect mindset from what I took away from that social media post. I don't think he's upset trying to be a problem. I think he's preparing. I think he's ready to play. He wants to play, but he knows what his place is right now.
And I think from a content standpoint, because that word was used in there, it might be content with who he is, right? Because some people might think, well, am I not enough? Or am I, you know, like if you start to get down or am I not? And it's like, nah, man, like I'm content with who I am. I am enough, but I still need to continue to prepare as if I have everything or if I don't have anything at all. I have to prepare the same way throughout. So I like it. That was a good one.
Yeah, not bad. I like it. Do your thing, Trey Lance. Trey Lance is a solid young man. That's the least of my worries is him upstairs. I think he's made of the right stuff, and I do like that. And if that's what the 49ers were betting on to go along with his immense physical talent. I think it ends well.
If you guys want to go back and listen to this, it's about 20 minutes or so or whatever, but Rich Eisen, you know, he has his show, and he had on Daniel Jeremiah. And Darren Jeremiah talked about how they hadn't had all these pre-draft meetings and things like that. But he was in Los Angeles, and he was able to meet with Trey Lance for like 30 minutes or so, for an hour, like for breakfast. And he walked away, and this was right before the draft, saying it was one of the sharpest young men that he had ever been around. Say he's made up with this different stuff, and that whatever he needs to overcome from an ability standpoint, he will work to overcome those things. And that was one of the things that drew me to Trey Lance, to say that's the guy. Because while everybody wants everything right now, right? They want that they want the corn dogs, right? Everybody wants everything right now. I understand the process of putting things together, becoming great, building something, building your own. And it's not an overnight thing. Sometimes you want something that is really good. It takes some patience. So you look at Josh Allen, and it has taken a lot of patience. A lot of people could have given up on him when he wasn't great as a rookie and had a losing record and was a 52% passer. And they could have just said, never going to be anything, not good. Got to see the bigger picture. And I think with Trey Lance, again, I'm not saying he's going to be Josh Allen, but I'm saying he's made up with the same stuff. And that was the same thing that Daniel Jeremiah said he's made up with some stuff. He's just different, and whatever it is, he'll figure it out. And I feel like he will too, even if he doesn't quote unquote hit the ground running, which I looked into some numbers. I did this video for Lion Sports, and I'm talking about the Patriots and their betting odds to win the Super Bowl. And I looked at some like QBR stuff, right? And QBR is kind of like the overall like metric of quarterbacks and, or, you know, whatever. The guys at the last five guys on that list, three of them were rookies. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. They were all in the bottom five. And Trey Lance was above them and a few other guys. He was at 40. And that was in Trey Lance's only one start. So, and also that's factoring in Trey Lance's bad game against Seattle. That was probably really up and down from a QBR perspective. So I would assume Trey Lance he's not, he's at a good starting point.
I agree. Yeah. And I think it's important. Your mental makeup is really important. And
it's the most important thing. Listen, yeah, I've been around.
And your drive. You can be a really good guy and not have the drive to be great either. So, you know, there's a balance there. You don't want to be like super nice guy, super passive, let things happen to you, because you do need to create something yourself. You need to, like, I can't imagine that Michael Jordan and Tom Brady have too many friends. They're like too competitive. Could you imagine being grinding with Michael Jordan all the time and being like his best friend? Be like, dude, Michael, can you calm down? Can we just enjoy a round of golf? He can't enjoy anything. He's got to compete.
Yeah, gotta have 100,000 on it. There's gotta be something on the line. Hopefully Trey Lance has that. It seems like he does from what everybody says, but you know, it's not going to be something that is just, oh, right now you see the final reward. What I would tell you fans is look at some of the positives and look at, has he displayed the things that you want to see from your quarterback at any point? At any point, has he made the throws? Like, if there's a certain throw, like, man, I want to see him make this. Have you seen him make that throw? A certain run, using his legs, whatever it is, and just take those few plays and just know that he's going to do everything in his power to become more consistent with doing those things, even if he's not right now. And that's the approach I take with Trey Lance.
All right, we got to talk injury report. 49ers skating that COVID so far. And the keys to victory to beat those Atlanta Falcons. I think it's going to be a short keys to victory this week against those Atlanta Falcons in week 15 next. If you're feeling froggy and you want to take that Kyle Shanahan 16-1 bet, you know where to go. BetOnline.ag has you covered all season with more props, more odds, and more lines than ever before as football season continues to the march toward the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. I recommend betting on maybe Byron Leftwich and not Kyle Shanahan on that. But hey, to each their own, head over to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag on your first deposit. That is promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Not only football, you've got basketball, NHL, boxing, UFC, your favorite Vegas casino games. So don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers at betonline.ag. The fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. You seen some of these flavors, Crocky, at built.com. They got going for the holidays. Caramel macchiato, eggnog. They've got some paranormal pumpkins still, which is a great holiday flavor. There's a coconut lover's box if that's what you're into. Ruby chocolate puffs, lemon dipped cheesecake. If you don't want to do the chocolate thing, I personally love that Built Bars are covered in 100% delicious chocolate and so much holiday goodness. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel for whatever you're doing, whether you need it on the back nine, put it in your purse, put it in your car if you skipped lunch, or maybe you just need that bridge to get you to your next meal, pre-post workout, high in protein, low in sugar, exactly what you're looking for in a delicious snack. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. The injury report, Croc. They still have a little bit of time to go, a couple days. You don't want, you know, I don't want to jinx it and a whole bunch of 49ers show up on Saturday with positive COVID tests. But looking around the league, the 49ers actually have done the best. They don't have a single COVID case all season long. You got to go all the way back to August preseason since they've had someone who was on the COVID list. I almost shouldn't even say that with how much COVID's going on, man, around the league. Yeah, knock on wood here. How about this one, though? Speaking of COVID, before we get to 49ers players, this one, I think people are going to like this one because the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield early in the week went on the COVID list. He tested positive. Now, his backup, Case Keenum, has tested positive for COVID, according to Adam Schefter, leaving, guess who?
Nick Mullins, baby.
Nick Mullins might be your starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns Saturday when they take on the Las Vegas Raiders. So look out
They'll
for that.
They'll be fine. Nick Mullins, he owns the Raiders.
He's a baller. Talking about mindsets, Nick Mullins got the right mindset. He'll be
He's
ready to go.
He's made up of the right stuff, just not the right ability.
he is definitely not afraid to chuck it. As it pertains to San Francisco 49ers players, practice Thursday, George Kittle back on the field. He was kind of getting some days off, a little bit sore. He was heavily active, and Kyle Shanahan said, look, we got to be careful too with some of these players, some of these veteran players, because you got a short week next week. Quick turnaround for Thursday in Nashville. So it's probably going to be a lot of players not practicing over the course of the next week leading up to next Thursday. We've got two games coming up in very short time here for those 49ers. So participating in practice, though, for the first time this week was George Kittle. Fred Warner, who was nicked up, was out there. Ambry Thomas, who was in concussion protocol, was out there. DJ Jones, doing mostly side work, was at practice. And Jaquaski Tartt was also on the injury list, but he was at practice. Working on the side, running back Elijah Mitchell, could he make his return this week? Linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair as well working on the side, not at practice. Not surprising. Didn't Emmanuel Mosley already go on IR? What is he even on the injury list for at this point? Maurice Hurst still, who just can't get healthy and get on the field. That's what happened to him as well with the Las Vegas Raiders. And he had some injury questions coming out of Michigan, which is why he fell in the draft, because he's such a talented guy, but can't get on the field, unfortunately. Linebacker Dre Greenlaw also not practicing. And Dante Johnson, I don't know when he's due back. And Croc, we talked a little bit about this off the air. It's really tough. It's tough to be in that mental space. You lose your mother, as Dante Johnson did this week. That's difficult. He has not rejoined the team yet. He's a veteran. He could jump in and play Sunday with no practice, I'm sure. And I'm sure they would allow him to do that. But we haven't gotten any kind of word if he's going to be back or not. Croc and I have both lost parents. That's not easy to gain that edge you had and just jump right back into where you need to be mentally to play an NFL football game at a high level. Ambry Thomas back and practicing. So if it's not Dante Johnson, looks like Ambry Thomas is on track and will probably get the start for the second week in a row. Azeez Al-Shaair and Fred Warner. That's a big one for me, Croc. I don't know if any of the names on the list worry you, but I would say my first key to victory here against the Atlanta Falcons, with the lack of offensive talent the Falcons have coming into this game. Julio obviously is gone. He was a big part of the Falcons beating the 49ers in 2019. Calvin Ridley is on leave from the team. He's not playing at all. So you've got the rookie tight end, who's a freak of nature. He's a really special talent and has had a nice rookie season. And you've got former wide receiver, now running back, Cordarrelle Patterson. I think the linebackers are going to be huge in this game, both running and tackling Cordarrelle and covering, and the safeties too, covering Kyle Pitts. So Azeez Al-Shaair, you want to see him practice Friday and get on the field. And it's a really good sign that Fred Warner's out there practicing through his injuries. And it's going to be huge for the 49ers, the middle of the field in this game. Because I think if there's no weird stuff that happens in this game, if they can handle the middle of the field on the second level, linebackers, safeties, handle Cordarrelle Patterson out of the backfield, handle Kyle Pitts, the Niners will be in really good shape, because there's not a lot of other weapons on that offense.
I'll take another kind of angle on this.
Okay.
How about the defensive line needs to be better, right? Help out the guys behind that either may be a little banged up or missing. So, all right, Frank, there's a lot invested in you guys, whether it's Nick Bosa, whether it's Arik Armstead. Okay, let's have a big game. Let's clog up some of those run lanes and make it a lot easier for the guys behind you to make plays. So I'm putting a little bit more pressure on the guys up front.
Yeah, keep the linebackers clean and pressure the quarterback and help out those defensive backs. Yep. So that's absolutely huge. And really, I think we can finish this off with the biggest key to victory of all of them is don't let this get weird. Right? Don't beat yourself. Don't screw up on special teams. Don't throw the ball to the other team. Don't put the ball in the ground, right, Croc? Because this is a better team. The 49ers are a better team than the Falcons. They're playing at home. They should win this game if they don't give it away. So don't stink and give it away.
I feel like that's the only way the 49ers can lose this game. If they do things to shoot themselves in the foot, don't fumble, kickoff returns, don't do any weird stuff, you know, like just play a clean football game. Now, one turnover, something like that. Well, actually, I say one turnover, but I think one turnover last week and the 49ers would have lost even after getting all the jumping out to a big lead and all that. But one turnover might not hurt them. But if you start doing things to compound that turnover or weird penalties and stuff, I think last week they played a pretty good, clean game penalty-wise as well. Wasn't anything too crazy. Oh, actually, nah. Ambry Thomas with the hands to the face twice, one negating a sack, one negating an interception. Can't have that happen to Ambry Thomas.
Timing of this game. Too,
oh, my goodness. That's like the worst. Is that not the worst timing? Like, have you ever seen anything like that where a guy has two penalties and both of them just negate, like, these huge plays?
Yeah, and they didn't. They weren't the cause of the big plays that they negated either. It wasn't like, you know, that was the hands to the face is what caused the interception or the, you know, or anything like that. So, and they were totally quick and incidental, quick hands to the face. But yeah, it's a bad time. Like you can't hurt yourself like that. Taking a big play off the board, you just can't do it. So clean it up. Aim lower, Ambry Thomas.
Aim lower.
I'm sure that was a big, when he did hit the practice field and was cleared from his concussion protocol, I'm sure they went over that drill. What does that drill even look like, Croc?
Aim here, not here. The tough thing is just your hand slides. I mean, it's easy to kind of be stationary and work on that, but it's a whole different thing when you have Ja'Marr Chase in front of you and he's moving. He's a moving target. And you shoot for that chest plate, and if you know the hand swipes up and then your hand slides up and it just kind of grazes that face mask, they may or may not call it, depending on what it looks like. And that's tough. I don't know how you uncoach that. Between that, which is so incidental, and just passing the fans in general, which is in the ball, is in the air, is like, hey, don't panic. It's like, okay, I won't. And then you just panic. Like, it's so hard to just be like, hey, we're going to work a drill to stop that from happening. You know, it's just don't do it. I don't know. I don't think I've ever in my life been called for illegal hands to the face. Not one time in my entire life. That's how weird of a penalty that is. It's so random.
Well, Croc, that's why you got rings, and that's why you were the number one pick in the Arena League supplemental draft. Show off that ring.
Oh, yeah. Blink.
Make it shine. Oh, my gosh. The camera can't even handle how shiny that is.
And it's like, oh, ooh, look at all the diamonds. Let's go.
Oh, love it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for making us your first listen every day right here on Locked On 49ers. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell. Appreciate you on whatever platform you are watching or listening to Locked On 49ers. And we will be back post-game to break it all down rapid react style right here, Locked On 49ers.